What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello, this is Venus Castleberg, obviously, because we just had an introduction. It's funny to actually hear yourself in, like, somebody else introducing you into a radio show. How cool is that? Just want to thank in advance for those of you who are here. And cool. So I created this radio show really to share a lot of the access consciousness tools, and maybe even other tools that I've discovered over the years, to creating the life and living that we really desire to create. You know, a lot of us have already decided that what we desire or what we want in life is impossible, and I'm here to actually say it's not, and to give you some ways to clear out some, you know, beliefs and things that keep you from actualizing the life you'd really like, and also to just talk about it. You know, I would love if any of you at any point in any of my shows have any questions to call in. You're welcome to call in to the radio station itself, 202-570-7057. And we can talk personally if there's something coming up for you or something you have to ask about the topic at hand, or if there's just something else in general. I'm open to having a dialogue with whoever would like to. So I wanted to start this show with the topic of today's show is actually called Dreaming of the Impossible. And there's this place and space in life where either we were told by other people in our lives, or it could be our parents, it could be peers, it could be, you know, our own negative self-talk that actually tells us that we can't have what we really want, what we really would like. And that the things that we think that we desire or want in life, that it's actually not possible for us. It's possible for everybody else, but not us. So I wanted to start this entire adventure, and thank you for being here on this adventure. How fun. With what I call the 4 A's for an amazing life. And I'll talk about them all individually, but I thought I would just list them off first, and then we'll go back and talk about each one individually. So the 4 A's to the amazing life is, well, number one is ask. And number 2 is action. And number 3 is accept. And number 4 is actualize. So now I'll go back and talk about each one of those individually in a little bit more depth. So there has been this saying, it's even in the Bible, that if you ask, you shall receive. And I don't remember who it was, but there's actually a guy who did a quote, and he talked about, like, he asked the world, or he asked God, or he asked the universe, he asked something for a penny. And of course he got a penny. But then he realized that if he had asked for more, he would have gotten more. So he got exactly what he asked for. And that's actually what, you know, we start with ask, and that's actually what I mean by ask. And the challenge is, would you be willing to actually ask for more than you've ever asked before? Not what you think you deserve, not what you think is right, not what you think is good, not what you think is proper, not what you think you can have. Okay, that's the other thing that sticks us, is this belief that I can only have so much. And again, I mean, who knows, you might have been one of those people that when you were a child, your parents were like, you know, no. They just told you no to everything. So you grew up believing that it wasn't possible. And maybe their reason at that time was, no, we don't have the money. So you grew up believing, well, I can't have those things that I really want and desire because I don't have the money. And so I want to challenge that a little bit, in that actually the universe or God or whatever you want to call it, like I'm not here to convert anybody or change anybody's belief structures about anything. What I am here is to invite you to new possibilities, to new ideas, to, well, they may not be that new even, you know, and they're, you know, more new for me. is like knowing that whatever you want to call it, and I use the universe, that's just what I use, and please put in there whatever works for you. Like I said, God, Goddess, Earth, Heavens, you name it. It's all good here. And so for me, it's like asking the universe for what it is you really want, what you really desire. But being willing to ask for more than you've ever asked before. So I have this thing like setting targets. I say targets instead of goals, because goals implies it kind of has this, like you can only have one. And in the old dictionary of the meaning of the word goals was actually prison. So there's kind of this like heaviness to it. There's this energy of, I have to shoot for this goal, and then if I don't get this goal, then somehow something's wrong. I use the word targets, as do many people in Access Consciousness, because a target you can shoot at many times. And even if you got a bullseye, you could get multiple bullseyes. So you can constantly be shooting at these targets and not have to just make one. So when I say setting targets, so I highly recommend that in setting targets that you actually write them down. And I want to challenge you a little bit more than that. Even the ask, the writing things down, would you be willing to dream bigger? Would you be willing to ask for a little bit more, a little bit higher than what you've ever asked for? If you've only been able to ask for a penny, or you've only been able to ask for enough to pay your bare minimum bills, or you've only been able to ask for what you think you deserve, would you be willing, just for fun, just for us, just for fun today, to just ask for a little bit more? Whatever that little bit more is. Like, would it be nice for you to not only have your bills covered, but to actually be able to, like, treat yourself to something nice every once in a while? Or have a little bit of money in the savings, or have a little bit of money tucked away somewhere just for fun, right? Not for spending, not for a rainy day, just for, like, you know, this is just, so having fun with it. And so, again, asking today, asking for what it is that you desire, and asking for a little bit more, or a lot more. I mean, if you're feeling really ballsy today and you want to try something a lot more, absolutely. There is no limit on this. And I know that sometimes we have to start somewhere. We have to start in some of those places where we don't believe it's possible. And when we start to see those things actualize, there's a few more steps before that, But when we start to see those things actualize, it gives us permission to ask for a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And then maybe someday you're just like, okay, you know, Venus said, or somebody said once, I heard, you know, whisper in the clouds that said, ask for everything you've ever dreamed of and so much more. Would you ask for $1 billion? Would you be willing to write it down and just say, I desire $1 billion? And what do you desire $1 billion for? What do you want to do with it? What would be fun for you? And perhaps that's not one of your targets, and that's not something, but that's just one of those examples. You know, we can ask for enough money to cover our survival needs. And if the universe really wants to gift you so much more, would you be willing to ask for it too? So that's asking and asking, and we're stretching that ask a little bit, daring to ask for a little bit more. There's a great saying, you know, shoot for the moon, and if you don't make it, at least you'll land amongst the stars. Shoot for the moon, shoot for the big stuff, go for the big stuff. And then see where you land. I guarantee that if you, I don't know if I can say that or not, but yeah, I guarantee that if you ask for more, the universe will go to work on your behalf immediately as soon as you ask. And there's something about actually writing it down and like putting it pen to paper, pencil to paper, writing it down. Not just this like imagination, this idea in your head that swims around and floats in and out every, and oh, that'd be nice sometime. And because I'll tell you a little trick. I like little tricks. So one of the reasons why that doesn't work so well is because your brain isn't one of your best friends. I don't know if you've noticed that or not, but your brain, your head, your thoughts are not one of your best friends. If you have a thought like, I'd really like $1 billion, or I'd really like a great relationship, or I'd really like to create this business, like whatever your dreams are, your targets are, they're perfect for you. But whatever you have, if you just have it as a floating thought in your brain, I can almost guarantee that immediately after you ask for that in your head and say, that's what I would like, another thought comes in right after it and says, you can't have that, or that's not possible for you, or that would be too much work, or blah, 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 blah. Like whatever it is, there's going to be some sort of negative thought that negates that. So I'll tell you another little trick. If you're asking for something from the universe, the minute you ask for it, your team, your spiritual team, goes to work on your behalf to actualize that, to bring that to fruition for you. So again, if you write it down, it says, this is what I really desire. And then the negative self-talk can go on in your head, but it doesn't negate it. If you have a thought that I desire this, and you set your team into motion to put it into action for you, and then the thought right after that says, you can't have that, that's not possible, then truthfully, your team's a little confused. So write it down. If it's a dream, if it's something you've always thought, I would really like to have that, I would really, really like to do that in my life, write it down. Put it down on paper, and then let the universe, let your team go to work on your behalf. So that's the ask. You have to ask. And then the second step is action. And one of the analogies I like to use in action is like your sailboat. Everybody is their own individual sailboat. And your sailboat, right now you're drifting. You're kind of drifting. And then you ask the universe for something. You put your ask out there. And then you have to actually do action. You actually have to take steps to move in that direction. So as a sailboat, you're drifting. You ask for something. You now need to put your sails up. Now, putting your sails up, you can't control the wind. You can't control where you're going to go with it. However, now the universe, your team, the energy behind what you've asked for can move you forward. And it will often look very different from time to time. You'll have you'll think you're doing something for some reason, and it will look completely different or be a completely different reason. And yet, your sails up a lot. You can be steered. You can be guided. You can be, you can have that impulse to go talk to that person or to go to that specific store or, you know, go to a party. Like, there's something, some sort of whisper in the wind that says, go here next, do this next. And that's when your sails are up, and that's the action that's required, because you actually have to take a step. You have to move forward one step at a time, and then let the direction you're going ebb and flow to change with the wind and still keep moving forward. So we're going to take a short break right now. I look forward to seeing you in about a minute. If you have a chance, go ahead and write down your four A's: ask, action, accept, and actualize.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
What is magnificent about you that you've never acknowledged? Are you ready to let your own light shine? What if you were 1,000 times more potent and powerful than you give yourself credit for? What if there was a monthly call that is designed specifically to empower you to be all you can be? Would that be fun for you? Venus Castleberg is now offering a Magnificence monthly membership for only $50 a month. Mention this ad and receive 50% off. To register or for more information about the membership, events, and services, please go to www.venuscastleberg.com. Is now the time to be different?
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, welcome back. Thank you. So we were talking about the four A's for an amazing life. And the first step was to ask the universe, and then the universe can rise up to bring that about for you. And then the second one was action. And how we have to actually be in action. And I have a funny story about that. So years ago, I'd say it was probably about 20 years ago right now, I was doing some transformational work and in some classes. And in those classes, they actually talked about like, well, anything's possible. And I was like, and I really at the core of my being, I knew that was true. I was like, I just know anything is possible. I wouldn't say that I gained all of the tools to actualizing what I believed was possible at that time, because I actually went into like, oh, okay, I really want to create this, so I'll put it on a credit card. I don't know that that's what they meant when they were saying anything is possible. And, you know, yeah, you have to find what's true for you. I just know that doesn't really work for me. And I had this energy of anything is possible, but I don't have to do anything to actualize that. I don't have that. If I just sit here on the beach, everything will just come to me magically. a great example of that is there are a lot of people out there that say, I really do want a relationship. I really do want a partnership. I really do desire that in my life. And yet a lot of those people still are sitting at home expecting that person to just magically knock on their door. And the truth is, if you really wanted to meet somebody, if you really want to create an amazing life, you kind of have to step outside of your door. You do have to do things. Now, there's a difference between doing to distraction and doing to create your life. We can talk about that probably another day. But you do have to, like, if you really want to date or meet somebody, you have to go to parties, and you have to. Now, I'm not saying you would have to go out to a bar to meet somebody, because maybe that's not where you would want to meet the person that you want to date. But there are dating sites, and it's rare. It does happen, but it is rare that somebody knocks on your door and that becomes the relationship partnership that you're in. So there is some action that needs to take place. And so for me, when I really got this anything is possible thing, I went into this like, well, I'll just sit here and wait for it to happen. Which is quite funny, because obviously not much happened. I mean, life happened. And until I was willing to do the work and take the action and put my sails up, it was more challenging for the universe to bring those things that I've been asking for to me. Fast forward 10, 15 years, and I was like, oh, I actually have to do something. I actually have to put myself out there. I have to expose myself, you know. I have to, if I want people to find me, I have to be a person people can find. People aren't going to find me in my cave on the hill, even if that's a place that I really enjoy hanging out. That's not really going to have people be able to find me. Same thing with dating. If you're desiring to find somebody to have in your life, you kind of have to put yourself out there. So that's action. And then we have accept. Another way of accepting is also called receiving. Ask and ye shall receive. Now, the trick here is that receiving actually requires a little bit of work. And what I mean by that is a lot of us have barriers and walls and resistance to receiving. Now, sometimes that can be not believing you deserve it. Sometimes that can be not believing it's possible. Sometimes that can be the feelings of inadequacy or the feelings of everybody else can have that but me, you know. And again, I'll go back again. We're taught this so much especially when we're younger, there's a lot of people, and now don't get me wrong, there are some people that had parents that said, you can do anything. But not all of us did. A lot of us didn't. A lot of us actually had parents that were like, no, no, that's not for you. Or, that's dangerous, or that's too dangerous, or, you know, that's a lot of work, or that's a lot of money, or like whatever, right? So whatever those things are that actually stop us from, receiving that. So if we go from ask and then take action and then begin to learn to receive, to accept what's been being gifted to us, being given to us, then our dreams can actualize. The amazing life and living that you've always desired can actualize. Step four. Receiving and actualize, or accepting and actualizing, go hand in hand. Because there really does need to be this energy of allowing whatever it is that you've asked for to come into your life. Allowing for whatever it is to change the molecules in your life, to change things, to maybe even change your point of view. So I'm also a clairvoyant and a medium, which means that I can see the spirit realm. and yes, when I first became a clairvoyant medium, when I was 30, I really didn't want that gift, but over a few years of resisting it, I finally came to accept it. And when I came to accept it, I remember saying as a joke, I see dead people. Well, it is a joke but at the same time, because of that movie, The Sixth Sense, it was just kind of a joke. Fortunately for me, I do not see them maimed or the way that they died like the kid did in the movie. I even see them where they're younger and more vibrant and lighter and having fun. That's usually how they manifest for me. And I shared that though, because it was just that funny thing of like going, okay, so yes, I see the spirit realm, and yes, I see dead people. and what's funny about that is I'll share a little bit of a story, because this piggybacks on our four A's to an amazing life and living. I was asking for change. I was asking for things to be different. I had spent the better part of my 20s partying like a rock star, literally. And there was so much I felt was missing in my life. I felt like there was, I hadn't met the one, which I believed there was the one at that time. And I don't believe that now, but, and I also just really felt very lost, and kind of a fish out of water, just floating about, not really. And what I was asking for was I was asking for things to be different. I was asking for the universe, for God, for whatever, to just help me change my life. And I'm sharing this story because things that you ask for also rarely show up the way that you think they will. They rarely show up the way that you want them to, but they still show up. And so for me, I was asking for something different. I was asking for signs. Back then, I believed in signs and did lots of card readings and went to psychics. And I was desperately seeking for something to be different in my life, and to change what I was doing and choosing. And I did. I made a conscious choice to quit partying and to quit doing drugs and all that stuff when I turned 30. What I didn't expect, and that was the action. So I asked the universe for something different. And then the action I took was to say, okay, I'm going to quit doing drugs and I'm going to quit drinking and partying all the time. And I'm going to take better care of myself. I'm going to, at the time I had just enrolled in massage school. And so I was starting to see the correlation between how I was feeling and all the partying I was doing. So I was like, okay, so when I turn 30, I'm going to quit. And when I quit, that was the action I took. Then I received a gift from the universe, which was becoming a clairvoyant and medium. Now, the problem I had back then was that I did not want that gift. Like, I was like, I don't want it. I take it back. Give it to somebody else. Really did not want that gift. And I think part of that was because growing up, you know, my name is Venus. It really is Venus. My mom gave it to me when I was born. But I was teased a lot growing up. And so, and I stood out as a child, and I really didn't want to stand out. I didn't want to be different. I didn't want to be unique. I didn't want to be the crazy lady with 20 cats. That was not what I wanted to be. And so when I got this gift, I was like, oh, hell no. I do not want that gift. You take it back. And I literally resisted it for 3 years. Now, I will also say, and this is very key in the whole accepting, receiving, actualizing thing, is that when the universe or God or, you know, even yourself gives you a gift, when you fight it, when you resist against it, when you push against it, it actually makes it harder on you. There is something to the asking and receiving of it. And so for those 3 years, I went into depression. I was just miserable. I created lots of distance between me and the people I cared about because I didn't want them to find out that I had suddenly had this gift. And yet time after time, I would have it confirmed, and I really couldn't deny it anymore. And then at one point I said, okay, I'm going to go do this vision quest, and I'm going to go to Sedona, and I'm going to look for the answers. I'm going to look for some ease because I needed to have some ease. And in that, after a bunch of different things that happened, and there's a book coming out, goes into great detail. So if you want to read more about the details about what happened, you can read it in the book. But when that happened and I went on this vision quest and I said, okay, there's a reason, there's something behind this gift that I was given, and I accept it. I accept the gift. I receive the gift. And then it was almost like somebody pulled a thread and everything in my life unraveled, and everything in my life began to change, and everything in my life became easier and greater and more of a contribution and more joy and more love. And there was just this like ease in my world, because I not only asked for change in my life, I also had to receive it. I had to accept the gift to then actualize what it is I had been asking for, which was change. I really asked for change. So for me, being able and being willing to say, okay, there's something behind this that I don't understand, and even though it never looks the way that you think it will, and it definitely didn't for me when I asked for change, then accepting that created so much more ease in my life. So being willing then to receive what you've asked for makes so much difference. If we're going to take another break here in another minute, but I wanted to just put this out there one more time for any of you. If you have questions about this or anything that's coming up for you out of what I've shared so far, or you'd like me to describe it more, you can call into the station directly at 202-570-7057, and we'll be able to just talk about it. Thank you, and we'll see you in a couple minutes.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Cool. So just to review, the four A's for an amazing life. One, ask and write it down. You know, set down the targets, setting out the targets. Dream bigger. Ask for more. You know, what would it be like to ask for more than you ever imagined possible? And then action. Number two is action. Put your sails up, take your steps, move, just begin to move, and you will know where to go next. And you have to be moving to know how to know where to go next. And then three, accept, receive, accepting what it is that you've been given, receiving what it is that's been given, actualizes what you've asked for. So ask, action, accept, and actualize. The four A's for an amazing life and living. And then what I touched on right before the break was that it never shows up the way you think it will. So some of you might have seen, I posted a story. I actually did a newsletter and posted a story about how when I was a teenager, I wanted to be a journalist. I actually wanted to be like Dan Rathers. I believed at the time that Dan Rathers went out and told the truth. I thought that was really cool. And I wanted to be somebody who told the truth. I guess I instinctively knew that I felt like journalism news was lying to us all the time. And I thought the truth was better. You know, tell the truth. And I really, really, really wanted to be a journalist. I applied for college. I actually planned to go to college for it and everything. And in my excitement of this dream, I was also a journalist in high school. And so that's where it kind of got started. And then this dream, this idea came. And I was so excited that I went to my dad and I said, "Dad, I'm going to be a journalist. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to, you know." And I remember him saying, "Why don't you go for a real job?" Now, it's interesting because I was young enough at the time. I didn't know that wasn't necessarily a real job. As a matter of fact, I thought that was a real job. But he was like, "Okay, no, you actually need to go for a real job." And I was like, "Okay." And I believed him. I believed that I couldn't be successful at what I dreamed of doing. And I even went to an uncle at the time who was a journalist to talk to him. And he said something fairly similar, not that it wasn't a real job, but that I wouldn't be able to actually tell the truth. And so my bubble, my dream, my idea got bursted. You know, it was like, okay, that's not actually possible. I was like, okay. And I believed him. And so I pulled out of that college. I didn't even go to that college. I actually floundered for about another year trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And then I went to college for elementary education. And after 2 years, I dropped out because I didn't want to be an elementary education teacher. And years passed, 28 years to be exact. And it came into my awareness sometime in the last year to do this radio show. And I thought, oh, that's a cool idea. And then I didn't really think anything of it. And then every once in a while it would come in as kind of this like niggling, "You should do this radio show. You should do this radio show." And I was like, okay, well, if for any of you who follow me on Facebook, I actually do Facebook Lives 5 days a week and Mondays through Fridays. And I started that a year ago just to kind of test my, like, I didn't really like being on video. So to kind of get over that, I started doing that. So I was already kind of out there but those are really easy. They're talking for like, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes max. So this time now I get to talk for a whole hour. And then it came into my awareness again to do this radio show. And I thought, okay, that'd be fun. I'll challenge myself because the Facebook Lives was a challenge for me. It was definitely pushing my comfort zone. So I thought, okay, so how do I challenge myself and my comfort zone and all that stuff? And then I was listening to the introduction to this radio show that I'm doing right now that you're listening to. Thank you for being here, by the way. And I realized something in an instant. I realized that 28 years ago, I put this into motion. Now, it didn't show up the way that I thought it was going to show up. It didn't show up with me, you know, telling the news on the television. But here I am, 28 years later, doing a radio show. And to me, the radio show that I've chosen to do is really stretching us to get that there's so much more possible in the world than we've ever desired. And to me, that's a truth that's far beyond, you know, debunking politics or is like, and talking shop and, you know, telling about the world suffering and all that stuff. I'm like, yeah, I could do that. And at the same time, I'm more interested in what can you create? Who can you be? What would it take for you to be all that you can be in the world? And finding your truth about that. Not what somebody else says you can and can't do. Not believing your parents when they say that's not possible, or you should get a real job, or you should do something, you know, more upstanding, realistic, whatever. I mean, there's so many things that we're told. And there's so many things that we're told even just by what you hear people talk about. So 28 years later, here I am having a radio show all about finding your truth, finding what's true for you. So remember I said a little bit earlier was that it never shows up the way you think it will. You have an idea, you ask for it, you put it into motion, the universe goes to work, and then it could be 28 years later and that comes to fruition. It could be tomorrow and you find, dream big. I said dream bigger than you find $1 billion laying on the ground. Anything is possible. I still believe it. You know, and joking aside, just like that, like there really is this place, an invitation for you now to say, okay, what is it that I've always asked for? What is it? And they say this about when you were a kid, there was something you said you wanted to be. There was something that you were naturally good at as a child, that thing is probably something you could make $1 billion at. You could make a ton of money doing now. What is that thing? What is that? Did you dream to be a firefighter? And have you already decided now that you can't have that, that that's not possible, that everybody else can have that, but not you, that you're too old? Whatever you've already decided that is impossible, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate that now? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, bottle, nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. So, quick little introduction into the clearing statement. That is a tool of access consciousness. It is called the clearing statement, and you can find out all the information on it at theclearingstatement.com. I'm not going to go into it. It would take too long to describe it. But basically, it just clears out a bunch of energy that keeps us stuck. It keeps us from... It clears out the junk in the drawers so that we can actually have a clean slate and move forward, so that we can actually start to get the stuff out of our way that keeps us from actualizing the life and living of our dreams, which is a great introduction into the next call I'm doing on Monday of next week, the same time. And next week is the clearing the road to the impossible. So next week will be a lot more of the clearing statement, a lot more of clearing the junk out of the drawers. And I do invite you to come live and to call into the radio station and ask questions and bring those places that are places that keep you stuck, that you feel like you're stuck, that you feel like you can't move forward, that you have this dream and you have this ask and you've written the ask down. And then you're like, how do I do that? What do I do to get me in motion? What do I do to believe that it's possible? And sometimes it's just doing some clearings and getting all those places that we stick ourselves because we've already bought the lie that we can't, that it's not possible for us, that it's possible for everybody else, but not us. So next week, we'll talk more about and we'll do a lot more clearing around the places that we already believe that we cannot do it. There's already this massive boulder in the middle of your road to your dream. And it usually is your beliefs, your limiting thoughts, feelings, emotions. It's a lot of times it's other people's beliefs and other people's negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions that have already told you, yes, everybody else can have that, but not you. And would you be willing today to start to let that go? To start to let go of the places where other people thought they knew what was best for you and they told you a lie that has stopped you perhaps your whole life. And everything that is times of God's name, we destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and meons. And would you be willing today to just dare to dream a little bit more, a little bit bigger, a little bit higher than you ever have? Even if it seems completely impossible, would you be willing to dream of the impossible and see that it really is possible, even if you can't see how? And that's the cool thing. Once you ask for something from the universe, once you've put your dream out there, your idea out there, you've written it down, you've said, this is what I desire, you don't actually need to figure out the how. You don't need to know how. You only need to be in action one step at a time, one foot at a time. And sometimes those steps might seem like they're big, and sometimes those steps might seem like they're easy and small and everything's flowing. And other times it might be like climbing a mountain. It might be like rock climbing up, you know, straight up. It doesn't matter how much, what the action is, what the step is, or how challenging it is, or how little it is. Just be in motion. Just keep moving forward. And the great news then is that the universe, or God, whatever you want to call it, actually then figures out the how for you. You don't need to know the how. You're like, I'm having $1 billion. Awesome. You're having $1 billion. You don't need to figure out how. And that's where we get stuck a lot. Because if we're trying to figure out the how, then we're kind of stopping the, you know, receiving part of the universe. Like, it's like, okay, you don't have to figure out how. Your job is just to have the dream. And to ask for the dream and then just keep moving forward. The universe will figure out how. And then your next job is to work on the receiving, on the accepting of what it is you've asked for. And like I said, next week we'll be clearing out a lot of those places where you believe you don't deserve it and that you can't have it and that it's not possible for you. Because everything is actually possible, especially on Outside the Impossible here with Venus Kesselberg. That's me. So I did want to say thank you once again so much for those of you who are listening and who have been here. And I would love for you guys to call in next week so we can actually talk some more and clear out some more things together. Feel free to bring any questions and anything that's coming up for you in your life. And maybe this week, write down all the things that you've only ever dreamed of in your head. Maybe write them down. And would you be willing to dream bigger, to have more? So, again, just to review one more time, the four A's for an amazing life and living is one, to ask, and highly recommend writing it down. And then two, start to take action. And three, accept and receive the gifts that are given to you, which will then actualize your dream into reality. This is Venus with Outside the Impossible. Thank you so much for being here. Looking forward to next week.